We stay out on the vast western range now for another installment in the occasional Living on Earth Orion magazine series, The Place Where You Live. Orion invites readers to submit essays to the magazine's website and put their homes on a map, and we give some of them a voice. Today's essay evokes a time-honored ritual in a Wyoming landscape that Ann Stebner Steele and her family have ridden over and loved for decades.
I am Wyoming. Born and raised, I'm the fourth generation of my family to grow up in Wyoming. Laramie, where I live, is mostly basin and range kind of country, so we have the Snowy Range Mountains and then really wide-open plains with a lot of prairie-type grass. And then the Red Desert, which I write about in my essay, is true high desert, so it's more sagebrush, a little bit hillier, and it breaks away into the Wind River Mountains. I am Ann Stebner Steele, and this is my essay about Wyoming's Red Desert. First, the square that is Wyoming, the arbitrary lines that bisect geography. Then, just off center in the southern third of the state, the Red Desert, larger than the country of Wales, and within this high desert, covered with sagebrush and greasewood, and scoured by wind and snow and sun, the Great Divide Basin opens. Note the Sweetwater River, a deep and surprising crack in a landscape of little water, too much wind, and dirt two-track roads that finger the ground like hairline fractures. On the north side of the river, on a cooling fall evening, I kneel next to my brother, helping him field dress an antelope, the wind cutting sharp through the layers I wear, dark coming on fast as the sun sinks coral against the rough edges of the sandstone and sage stretching away from us. We hurry to beat night and get back to camp in the fire's orange heat, and I am wrist deep in the buck's warm chest cavity before I realize that I have forgotten to put on gloves. My brother and I were born in Rawlins, Wyoming, but we were raised in the Red Desert. These wide horizons, the sweep of sky against earth, are our home. My family has hunted antelope in this country for four generations, and the meat that we take ties us to the place as surely as the hours spent driving, walking, and studying its draws and valleys. In marrying me, my fiancé will also marry the desert, and in the years to come, he will join me in hunting and dressing game in order to dress our table. When he drives into camp tonight from his job in town, he will join my brother and me around the fire ring my parents built 30 years ago. Now, I feel with my thumb for my engagement ring, feel the metal encircling my finger. I hold my hand to the light. The three small diamonds in the gold band glint, muted by the richness of blood. The diamonds almost ruby in the failing light. I grew up in a family that hunts. Both my mom's father and my dad's father loved hunting. It was a huge part of who they were and how they bonded with their children. And so it was through hunting and fishing as well that my grandparents first introduced my parents to the wild places. And then that kind of grew from there. So it started to become not just about taking game, but really going into the place and forming a deep, deep connection to that place. Every time I've shot an antelope, I've cried. And not in joy, not because it was a big buck, not because of the thrill of the hunt, but because I've taken the life of something beautiful, and the finality of that act is unequivocal. You can't get around it. And so for me, hunting ties me more closely to that place because I'm eating an animal that has lived and died at my hand, in the place that I love. I think it's that kind of connection that I learned from my parents, from having a really deep map of place in Wyoming, that drew my husband into our family in a really big way. He grew up as a vegetarian. When he was in high school, his rebellious stage was to order a hamburger at McDonald's. So there's this mixing of our family traditions, but they come from, I think, the same place, which is a reverence and respect for landscape and for the animals that we share it with, and an awareness that we have to be responsible to that connection and acknowledge it if we're going to live well on this earth.
That's Ann Stebner Steele in her essay about the Red Desert in Wyoming. And you can tell us about the place where you live if you like. There's more about Orion Magazine and how to submit your essay at loe.org.